The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunday 95. I would like to let everybody know that you can access podcasts of this show by going to www.dentallyspeaking.com. You can also go to iTunes and search either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can do so by emailing drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. And then I guess one more thing by way of housekeeping, and that's the phone number is 459-9769, 459-9769, for later on in the show when we either do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, or you just have a question and you'd like to call in and have your question answered on the air. Now today, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to some of my Teeth Across America interviews. We have four or five of them, and then if there's time in the show later, we're going to talk about sleep apnea and how it can be not a lot of fun for the folks that happen to be related to people with sleep apnea. Oftentimes, married couples wind up sleeping in different beds, and sometimes they wind up divorced. So if there's time, we will talk about that later on in the show. So let's go ahead. I think what we're going to do is go right to the Teeth Across America interviews. This first one is a woman by the name of Diana. And, well, tell you what, let's just go ahead and listen in. Okay, so as you may know, when I travel, I do my Teeth Across America series. I interview folks who are willing to be interviewed. So I guess this is going to be one of my Teeth Across America interviews. The only thing is, I'm not very far across America because I'm actually at my own office in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm with a patient named Diana, and she was telling me a funny story. Actually, she had a crown come off. It's a crown that has an implant under it, so there's an implant-supported crown. And we started talking about how it came off, and I thought it was such a cute story. I asked her to tell it to me on the air. So, Diana, tell me a little bit about what brought you here today.
Okay. Well, I have an African gray parrot. His name is Kiko, and he is forever trying to get a good look inside my mouth because he's very curious about what goes on in there. We don't let parrots in our mouths because our mouths are full of bacteria that's harmful to the parrot.
Now, some people do let them, like, take food out of their mouth, don't they?
They do, but it's really a bit dangerous for the parrot because if they get a bacterial infection from the bacteria in our mouths, they can die from them. So I try to keep him out of my mouth. So at times when he's close to my face and my mouth happens to be open, he'll lunge and reach in there and try to grab something so he can get a look at it. And that's how my tooth came to be loose today. As he reached up and grabbed my crown and pulled on it.
So he pulled your crown off.
That's right.
Is he going to have a timeout or something?
Yeah, we put him in jail sometimes.
That's really funny. So you don't think he was looking for food? Did you think it was a toy or what?
No, he was just investigating, exploring.
Interesting. Now, you don't ever, like, go into his mouth and look for things, do you?
No, he doesn't have any teeth.
Because I do. No, I've never worked on a parrot's tooth. Okay, and then we got to talking about how this isn't the only funny story you have. I have to say you probably hold the record for the most funny stories. So you talked about you had like a first date.
That's right. When I was in school at Ohio State, I was had eaten lunch at the university, and I don't remember what I bit into, but somehow the tooth had crown had snapped and come loose. The earliest that the dentist could see me was the next day. But that night, I had a first date with my college boyfriend, who ended up being my boyfriend. But he invited me back to his apartment, and we were having a few drinks and a few laughs, and he told a funny story, and I burst out laughing, and when I started to laugh, my tooth flew out across the room.
And this is on a first date.
This is a first date, that's right.
And did you end up marrying him?
No, I did not.
Go figure.
Yeah.
But you did stay boyfriend and girlfriend for a while?
We did. I guess he thought that was, it was pretty, I guess he liked the fact that I thought it was funny and didn't run crying out of the room.
So at the very least, it was a memorable first date.
That's right.
The kind you can keep your clothes on with, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you, as we mentioned, you have an implant, and one of your front teeth is fake. It's you somehow lost your front tooth. The other one is looks like it was broken. It has a root canal. It has a crown, too. And heck, the one next to it has a root canal. So what happened to these front three teeth, including the one that is gone?
Well, when I was about 7 years old, I was riding my bicycle down the street, and my dad, who's an avid photographer, came out, and he was at the other end of the street taking photographs of me. And I saw him down there with his camera, and I started to show off. I started to say, you know, look, Dad, no hands, and I rode like that for a little while. And as he kept snapping, you know, my head swelled, and I wanted to do more. So then I grabbed the handlebars, and I started swerving from left to right and kind of, you know, trying to make a big production out of it. And eventually the bike tire went perpendicular to the bicycle, and the whole thing just shot me down onto the cement, and all three of those teeth got ground up. It was terrible.
And you were only seven, and you turned the wheel completely sideways, so eventually it just threw you over the handlebars, right?
Right down the cement, and I was spitting out grit, which was actually my teeth.
And you were seven, so you'd only had the teeth for a year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And unfortunately, they were my permanent teeth, and that's why I live with these crowns now.
Now, you know, and they look very nice, by the way. You look very natural. I don't think anybody could tell that you have crowns.
Oh, thank you.
No one's ever said anything, have they?
No. No.
Except when it falls out.
That's right, when they fall out, you know. Another time I was telling the story to my friend about the first date in college, because my crown had come loose earlier that day, and we were out at dinner at a pretty nice restaurant, and I was telling her the story, and as I retold the story to her, and I got to the part about how I laughed and the tooth came flying out, the crown came loose again, came shot out onto the table at the restaurant.
So you're telling her a story about your tooth falling out, and your tooth falls out.
Right.
Or your crown falls out.
That's right.
Wow. Well, this, you, at seven, you never knew this would be such a source of
entertainment. Entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, gee, thanks so much for sharing that with me. I know it's, like I said, you hold the record for the most funny stories in one area of your mouth.
Thank you.
We'll look up, we'll check with the Guinness Book people and find out if there's a category for that, okay?
That's great.
Okay. Thanks, Diana.
You're welcome.
All right, so can you believe that? You know, that many stories with one tooth? And I guess I want to say, you know, you just kind of need to be careful with your kids. There are people, we all think our kids should wear helmets when they're riding their bike. Honestly, they ought to wear mouth guards when they're riding their bike. I know that sounds a little strange, but I can't tell you how many adults that I meet that tell me that they fell and broke their front tooth or teeth when they're somewhere between the ages of, say, 7 and 10. I think when kids are between the ages of 7 and 10, we ought to put them in a rubber room. But since we can't really do that without getting arrested, we ought to put rubber on their upper teeth so that they don't break them when they're playing. All right, now let's see here. We have time for probably one more that we can get in before we go to break. And this next one, actually, I traveled to Chicago 2 or 3 weeks ago and took my microphone with me. So let's listen in to what I was able to do in Chicago. So I am in Chicago. I am going to do some Teeth Across America interviews. And let's see if we can find somebody willing to talk. All right, so like I said, I'm in Chicago, and I came across this nice gentleman. He has a beautiful dog. What's your dog's name?
It's Sasha. She's a Bouvier.
Oh, a Bouvier. Sasha, I'm sorry. It's a her. Yeah. Sasha's a nice dog. Now,
She's not insulted? She takes it like a champ.
That's good. Now, as you know, it's a dental show. Do you take Sasha to the dentist?
No, take her to the vet. Well, not the dentist.
My daughter's a vet. So basically, Sasha gets her teeth done too?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Do you have any funny stories when you were a kid where you fell and chipped a tooth, or you know somebody that did?
I had a buddy get two teeth knocked out. He was riding his bike and not looking and slammed into a hood of a car, a parked car.
Right here in Chicago?
Down in Homewood, South Side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And what'd they do for him?
Fixed his teeth.
They put implants in or what?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, implants. And what about yourself? Do you have a regular dentist?
I do.
Okay. Twice some people a year. Twice a year?
Yeah. Oh.
She wanted to talk. So you go twice a year?
I do.
Okay. Did you was there a time when you didn't?
Yeah, but now you're making me admit it, huh?
well, let me see if I can like read your fortune or something. When you were a kid, you went to the dentist on a regular basis. Mom probably made the appointments. Dad maybe paid for them one way or another, right?
Correct.
Okay, then you went off to college, and for about your freshman, maybe sophomore year, the same thing happened, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Then about junior year, Mom make the appointment, and I'm too busy, Mom.
I think so. It's been a while, but yeah, most likely.
And then at some point, you just like, she stopped trying, and you were kind of away from the dentist for about 5-6 years, right?
I would say so. Maybe a little bit less, but close.
Yeah.
You're pretty good.
And then you got back on track, right?
Yeah, you should do this for a living.
I do this for a living.
There you go. Perfect.
Anyway, what else? How about dental insurance and cost of dental care? What do you think of that?
Well, I have insurance through my company, always had, so I guess I don't pay a lot of attention to it.
So it's been okay then for you?
It's been okay. In fact, I have a customer who's a dentist. All the new machinery I help him buy, he uses it on me. Maybe I should stop lending him money to buy it.
Like, what does he have, a laser?
He's got a laser. He's got something that it either makes fillings or crowns right there.
Oh, it's called a CEREC machine. It's a milling machine.
Oh, yes. There you go. You do know your stuff.
Yeah, I have one.
I think within 6 months of helping him buy that, I had to use it.
Well, actually, if you check with him, it's probably not paid for yet.
Maybe by now it is, but
okay, because it takes about 5 years to pay for it. You know how much it is?
Expensive. You know, I don't know off the top.
Make a guess.
It was a while ago. $50,000.
Higher.
$100,000.
Higher.
Oh, is this price right? 140. 41. 42.
40. No, it's like $138,000. That's quite an investment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
But the advantage to you as the patient is you don't have to come back.
Right. Just wait there.
Yeah. Absolutely. One visit. And actually, in my office, it's even cheaper than getting a crown.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't have to... We don't have the lab bill. If it's an onlay, which he's probably doing instead of crowns, we don't have to do what's called a crown buildup, the filling first. You know, sure. So you used to get it filled, then you come back and get the crown, right?
Right. Absolutely.
So we cut all that step shot out, which is like three... We cut out about $300 worth. Was that yeah. You? Okay, you gotta go.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
She's just wondering what's going on.
Oh, okay. Your friend's in there going, what's going on? Okay. You can tell you're not in trouble. We're not the FBI or anything.
Right. Normally they are. That's why she's curious.
So what's your first name?
Steven.
Steven. Hey, thanks so much for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
So what do you think of Ted's teeth? Have you seen him?
No, but I'll check it out.
Okay. Check him out. You've got my email address. You want to make a comment? Just let me know.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Steven. Thanks, Sasha. You have a great day, okay? Bye now.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? You should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661. You make me smile.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Thank you so much for joining me today. I think it's going to be a great day. We finally have some warm weather, and so we're all grateful for that. What we've been doing today so far is listening to Teeth Across America interviews. We heard from a woman who had four different funny stories about having her teeth broken, knocked out as a child, and various times that her crown has popped out and created some pretty embarrassing moments. And also, we started listening to my Teeth Across America interviews that I did while I was in Chicago. We're going to do, or rather listen to more of those here in just a minute. And if we have time, we're going to talk about sleep apnea and how people who are related to folks who have sleep apnea have it almost worse than the person with the disease. This next interview is with a gentleman by the name of Charles. And, Let's just listen in. All right, so I was lucky enough to have a guy stop. He said it has Roma 1927. What's that mean on your shirt?
Actually, my friends went over for a month-long trip over in Europe and in the Middle East, and they brought it back for me.
Oh, so, is that the name of one of the soccer teams?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, what's your first name?
Charles.
Charles, hey, thanks for stopping and talking to me. We were talking a little bit about Ted, the Golden Voice Williams. You said you've seen him, huh?
I have, yeah. The Golden Voice, I've seen him on YouTube quite a few times, and looks like he's changed his life quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah, you noticed the transformation, huh?
Yeah, physically, mentally, spiritually even possible.
Yeah, no, he's a very spiritual guy, he really is.
Yeah, you can see he has something about him that just kind of gravitates, you know, towards people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, he was good when he was on. Did you see him on the CBS Early Show or the Today Show?
Yeah, I think I saw him on the Today Show.
Okay, yeah. The most recent one he was on then, because he was on for like 2 hours almost.
Yeah, I think he start the show by doing their famous moniker?
Yeah. You know what his first commercial was that he got?
I can't say that I do.
No. The Kraft commercial.
Wow, that's a big jump.
Yeah, Kraft macaroni and cheese, and the tagline is, "You know you love it."
Is that what they say?
Yeah. I actually hadn't seen it at first, and I've since seen it. He was telling me the story about how Howard Stern was making a comment on how his teeth were jacked.
I think that's one of the first things I said to you, that he didn't have a healthy dental record, I don't think.
No, he didn't. So then what he did, he told me, he says, when he saw that with Howard Stern, he said he walked over to the TV and he looked at Howard Stern and he pointed at him and he says, "You know you love it."
So he went to the mac and cheese, huh?
Yeah. So I think he's hoping that someday, you know, Howard Stern will see his teeth and maybe not think they're jacked anymore.
I hope so, because they were definitely jacked.
Now, let me ask you, as you were growing up, how was your experience at the dentist?
It was sporadic. I went every once in a while and just kind of got a checkup, but as far as brushing and flossing, I think it was pretty much on point, so I didn't have too many cavities.
Well, that's good. And so you're not really afraid of the dentist like Ted is?
No, not at all.
Okay, that's good. And what about the cost? Do you think it's fair? Insurance covers enough, or what's your thought on that?
Well, I don't think insurance covers anything, actually. I actually had a dental experience down here. I jumped off a wall coming out of the Vikings-Bears game about 2 years ago and knocked out my two front teeth. And I did have insurance, but it could only cover the removal of the teeth, but not the cosmetic portion of it to get them fixed.
That's not fair, is it?
No, not at all.
Now, what do? They put crowns on them, I think?
I had a crown on one, and then I have a actual dental implant, the screw-in dental implant on the other.
On the left front?
I don't know which is which, actually.
Smile for me. Oh, you know what? I think it might be the right one is the implant.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a slight discoloration, right?
Yeah. Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So isn't that neat how we can put teeth back to the way they were, though?
Yeah, I'm thankful for that because my teeth were jacked like Ted's.
Do you have any funny stories? I know that's a good one. Anybody, any of your buddies or anybody tell you a story about how they lost a tooth or chipped a tooth that maybe didn't involve drinking, or usually they involve drinking? In fact, maybe yours involved drinking now that I think about it.
Mine involved a portion of drinking, but that wasn't the main contributing factor. But I did see on a show called Tosh.0 where a guy had a loose tooth and they tied maybe it was dental floss around it and tied the other end to a car and then took off in the car and pulled the tooth out, actually.
I've never heard anybody use it. I heard the door, you know, swinging a door, yeah. But not a car.
Yeah, it was a car. You should probably check that. I was probably on YouTube somewhere.
Okay, what would I type in?
Tosh.0, tooth, car.
Okay, Tosh.0, is that T-A-J?
No, T-O-S-H point O.
Oh, Tosh.0.
Yeah. Okay. He's a pretty, right now, a pretty popular comedian. Okay. And he has a show on Comedy Central.
Okay, that'll make it easy. Yeah, so now I know that. I didn't know there was a comedian named that.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, actually.
Good. Okay, it looks like your ride is here, or at least your significant other. It's time to go, right?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Okay, hey, thank you. Take care now.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso Chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. When you give me that pretty little pout.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. So today we've been listening to Teeth Across America interviews, and that was an interview with Charles. And the next interview we have coming up is with a gentleman named Eric. He'll be the last of my Chicago interviews. And then afterwards we'll have a little bit of time to talk about sleep apnea. So, all right, let's go ahead and listen to the interview with Eric. What's your first name?
Eric.
Okay. So I'm in Chicago, and we're doing our Teeth Across America interviews, and Eric was nice enough to stop and talk to us. So, Eric, what's your dog's name?
Ra.
Ra. He looks like a nice dog. What kind is he?
Shiba Inu. He was named after the sun god.
Really? Cool. Now, well, he looks like he's a nice dog. How old is he, about 10?
13.
13. Okay. Great. Very well behaved. Now, tell me about your own dental history. When you were a kid, did your mom take you to the dentist on a regular basis?
Yep.
Were you afraid of the dentist?
A little bit.
Are you still afraid of the dentist?
No.
Good. Do you go on a regular basis now?
Get my teeth cleaned twice a day.
Twice a day?
No, not twice a day, but twice a year.
Yeah, yes, and you brush them twice a day, probably.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't freak me out, you know, to go to the dentist. I think it's a good idea.
Good, good. How about braces? Did you have those as a kid?
Nope.
No, just didn't need them, huh?
No, my teeth grew in good, I guess.
Did you have your wisdom teeth out?
I had a couple on the top removed.
Okay, and no problems with the bottom ones?
No.
Okay. Now, what about when you go to the dentist? Do you think that is the bill affordable? Do you have insurance? Do you feel like it's pretty much under control or what?
Well, I don't have any insurance, but it seems like as of late, you know, the bills are more affordable than they used to be. I think, you know, the dental center I go to, I think they reduced the prices for some reason or another.
Okay, that's the first I've heard of that. Maybe not a bad idea in the economy we just came through, though, huh?
Yeah.
So when you get a filling, do you get tooth-colored or silver?
I get it's some kind of an ultraviolet process.
Okay, that's the tooth-colored kind, yeah.
Yeah,
that's called a composite.
Yeah, I mean, they look better, and I guess they're supposed to be actually better than the mercury amalgam. Less toxicity.
Right. Now, do you have any crowns or caps?
I got a couple of root canals, so I do have crowns on those.
Crowns on top. All right. What kind of technology does your dental office use? Do you know, do they have like a laser? Do they have anything special for making crowns? What do they use?
I'm not sure, but it's state-of-the-art. I mean, it's part of Northwestern Memorial Hospital, so as far as they got everything state-of-the-art.
Cool. So you really don't mind going to the dentist?
No, I think it's a smart thing, and I plan on having my own teeth till, you know, they put me in the ground.
Right, into your next life. Going to take them all with you, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, hey, thanks so much for taking a couple minutes out of your day to talk to me. And when we get done here, if you want, I'll give you information on how you can access the podcast, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank the folks that were willing to speak with me. Diana, Stephen, Charles, and Eric, thank you so much. And now let's talk a little bit about sleep apnea. And this is a story from the NewburyportNews.com. It was a story that they picked up that was written by Jeff Seidel of the Detroit Free Press. And it's about a gentleman, Peter Manschot, who woke up in a hotel room and he found his wife, Emily, sleeping in the bathroom. "I felt really bad," he said. And she was curled up with blankets and whatever pillows she could scrounge, trying to make a bed out of the bathtub. "It was the only place she could sleep because I was snoring so loudly." Manschot's snoring was a symptom of a much bigger problem. He is among the estimated 18 million Americans with obstructive sleep apnea, a chronic condition in which the airway is blocked during sleep. It prevented Manschot from breathing and caused him to snore. "Basically, I was waking up 30 to 40 times an hour," Manschot says. "Doctors evaluated him, and they said on a scale of 1 to 10, he was at 12. They could hear me down the hall with the doors closed," he said. "The prevalence of sleep apnea is expected to grow with the rise in obesity and the aging population, because age and weight are two factors that increase the chances of developing the chronic condition, in which the back of the throat relaxes and the airway becomes blocked. For some, surgery can alleviate the problem. For others, the use of a continuous positive airway pressure machine opens up the airways and allows for more normal breathing during sleep. This machine is called a CPAP machine, and it was prescribed for Manschot. The most common treatment for sleep apnea is this, and that machine pumps air through a hose and into a mask that fits over a person's mouth and nose or just over the nose. The machine gently blows air into the throat, artificially holding the airway open. He said, "Now I'm sleeping through the night, and I have been for years. I think it's immensely benefited me, and Emily Manschot is thrilled that her husband is now sleeping through the night. It means she is too." So, keep in mind that there, and by the way, there are dental devices that will help with this. And what the dental devices do, and actually we had the inventor of one, a Dr. Brian Kuropian, on the show a while back. He invented a thing called the full breath appliance. That is something that does not advance the mandible forward. Some people prefer that, less TMJ complications and so on, and we can make that at our office as well. And what it does is there's a little, like a little plastic tail that kind of gently nudges the tongue forward, and it will allow people to get more air and, you know, breathe better. If you breathe better, you don't snore, you don't wake up. Essentially treats your sleep apnea. So it's pretty neat. And before we go, we're just about out of time. Let me mention, June 17th is our Dentistry from the Heart event. Free dentistry, free fillings, free cleanings, free extractions, and there'll be games for the kids. People are probably going to come the night before and line up. Games for the kids. We're going to have food, entertainment. It's going to be a nice day, even while you're waiting to have your dental care done. So go out and have a great day. Go out and have a great week. See you back here next Sunday morning at 8. Thanks so much.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.